744 16 till 8. Joe Geruso joins us now, our friend, New Orleans City Council member. How you doing, Joe?
I'm great. Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. So let's talk about this boil water advisory, New Orleans East, I think it was. I got the alert on my phone. Do you know anything about what caused that, or is it power? Was it pumping?
This one was actually uptown.
Uptown.
So yes,
okay.
there was a break in a 30-inch line on Lower Line Street. And of course, when you have a break of that magnitude and a pipe that big, and there's plenty of those really big pipes uptown, and you lose water pressure, which has happened here, there's almost certainly going to be some problems. So they sued your water board, lost enough water pressure there. You got to call the boil water advisory when it gets below a certain point. They did it for roughly more than 24 hours, I think. I mean, usually it's about 24 hours from the time it starts. And I know as of yesterday, there were maybe two or three blocks that still had boil water advisories in it. But look, the hard part about this one, Tommy, and I spoke with Sugeon Water Board, and they acknowledged it this weekend, is that the break in the boil water advisory happened during a weekend. If it happens on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, people grumble because you got to deal with it at breakfast and probably dinner time, mm-hmm. but you kind of work around it and you're at work. When you're at home, you have plans and family's coming over, friends are coming to do things. It just makes it much more complicated. So they're working on repairing it. It should be pretty much done, I think, by today. And obviously continue to monitor all these things to see how we can try and mitigate them as much as possible.
I got my boil water advisories conflated because the one I'm looking at on my phone here goes to Saturday, and it says portions of the East Bank. Or maybe it was about, I didn't click on it, maybe it was about the uptown thing, the East Bank, not New Orleans East. I beg your pardon. Okay, now I got it straight, Joe. Either way, when it comes to making preventing anything like this from happening, it just goes to the aging infrastructure and the city sinking, and I'm surprised stuff like this doesn't happen more often. Are you?
Yeah, in a way I am. Obviously, I think the water towers and some other things have made some differences. But I think when Ghassan was here very early on, I heard him say something like half of the pipes in the city, and I think water pipes, are 80 years or older, and that was about 5 or 6 years ago, so maybe even approaching 90 years at this point. Mm-hmm. It makes it really hard, and obviously it's hot. The system gets stressed more during the summer. People are using water as they should be, mm-hmm. And I know Sewage and Water Board has really done a really good job of trying to valve off a number of different areas to prevent this from spreading more widely than it does. And it happened, and look, it's another just sign of, as you're pointing out, how old the system is, and the fact that they're going to have to be in kind of in constant mode of upgrading those lines as they move forward.
So tell me what's going on with the mayor's travel ban.
Well, the judge in civil district court ruled apparently that we've impinged upon separations of power by ruling that the mayor can't travel. I don't understand how this rises to, you know, sort of a constitutional issue, number one. And number two, and this kind of like very pragmatically and practically, mm-hmm. if the council were to fund the mayor traveling at a certain point, if we were just going to set a number, let's pick something like $10,000, does that mean the mayor can travel above that because that we can't tell the mayor what to do? I mean, we sort of, whether people like it or not, in quotes, tell the mayor what to do on a regular basis. We decide how much the funding should be for NOPD, for safety and permits, for lots of other departments. So it doesn't quite make sense, and it's just another one of those frustrating things that we have to deal with in the district court where, candidly, we haven't found as much relief all the time as we thought we would, but we'll look at taking next steps and seeing what we're going to do. But this is one that's definitely a head-scratcher.
So that's for this mayor, but I'm just looking ahead, and I think maybe Mayor Cantrell charted some new territory. So along those lines, is there anything the council can do? I don't know if it's a change of the city charter for the next time a mayor would be willing to go into some uncharted territory.
Yeah, I think you'd have to look at more of a charter change just to absolutely be safe. I still think the council by ordinance could do one of two things. One is just set what the budget is going to be and go from there, or set terms, Tommy, about what travel looks like. I mean, I've said this many, many times. If you are traveling for a purpose, then the travel makes sense. Well, what is the purpose? What has New Orleans gained as a result of that? So don't let it lose sight of that. And I think you could also set sort of a cap on the amount of money to be spent per year by the city. But obviously, now that we have this ruling, we have to work through all those issues.
So I'm just curious about the level of checking out that the mayor has done. Do you all hear from the mayor regularly, or who's running the city? Is it her or her staff? Has she delegated all of this? What's going on? Do you know?
Well, look, the bottom line, I don't think this is any real shock, is we tend to deal more with the mayor's subordinates than the mayor herself. So from my perspective, it hasn't really been that much of a change, because if we need something, we go to department heads or other people. But it has not been what you would expect in terms of regular communication. And my view has been, I can grouse about having the problem, or I can work trying to do around whatever the thing may be. And the bottom line is, to me, it matters less about who I'm communicating with as long as the thing is getting handled.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up and come back with Joe Geruso. We'll talk about the Wisner Trust when we come back. I'll talk also about the school board. It is 7:50, 10 till 8. Traffic now, WWL. 7:55, 5 till 8. Joe Geruso, our guest. I'm Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about the mayor's travel ban and this district court. And I'm just trying to understand, Joe, what the council can control and what they can. I'm looking at this contract for Charles Rice, the former head of Entergy, as it relates to the Emperor's contract. What can a council do? What can you do? Does this really have anything
well,
to do with anything?
Yeah. I mean, it's been a strange odyssey, because I don't understand the court's rulings on any of these issues, in the sense that the council is very clearly, by charter and otherwise, the appropriating entity. And what a lot of the courts seem to be saying is, we understand that your power is to appropriate, but if you don't agree with the mayor, it's not really your power. Well, then it seems like the mayor, you know, gets to tell us what to do, and we have to appropriate no matter what. That just does not make sense.
Let me take it back a second, because the way this process works, the mayor submits a budget, the council has hearings, and then you decide what to approve, right?
Correct. That's right. That's exactly right. And Tommy, as we tell people all the time, it's not dipped in amber. Mm-hmm. I mean, we change the budget nearly every single meeting. We allocate grant funds. We change general fund proceedings. We make changes almost every other week. They're not big changes usually, but we make changes. Mm-hmm. And so I think the council is sort of sensitive to the fact that, look, under this charter, the mayor is extraordinarily powerful and controls departments and boards and commissions and really is the epicenter of the New Orleans power structure. But the one major check on that is that the council controls the budget. And so when there's an impingement on our ability to budget and allocate, is generally when the council is going to get frustrated with whomever is challenging that.
So what's happening with the school board and the money that the city was skimming off of the collection of the taxes? I don't understand where that is either.
The city apparently, let me take a step back. The case was supposed to go to trial about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And then I think literally as the case was being called for trial, the city said, no, there's a necessary and indispensable party in the assessor who needs to be here, because the assessor is involved at some point with sending the bill out and sort of what's been withheld. And so since the assessor exercises a function as part of this, the assessor needs to be part of the suit. And then since that happened, I feel like there have been murmurs about trying to get back to a settlement, but that hasn't materialized yet. And look, I don't understand the point of trying to try this case, because, you know, at the best part of it, you're going to have a large judgment with a bunch of interest against the city, which could equal or eclipse what the settlement is. Or you can have a judgment that's greater than what the settlement is, neither of which is a good situation for the city. And so the other hard part too, Tommy, and I think this is like just a candid assessment, a lot of people are sort of asking the question of this. There's 196 days before the terms of this council and this mayor are up. Is this something that's worth fighting right now for, or do you say we're going to wait 200 days and we'll try and bring it up with the next mayor? So I'm sure that the school board has not filled me in on their decision making, but I think the idea of what happens with the next mayor is looming large in people's strategic decision making.
So is there a bucket of $10 million sitting somewhere?
Yeah, I mean, the money is there. I mean, we've allocated the money. It just hasn't been sent over to the school board yet.
Okay. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. Confused? You betcha. Me too, but that's the way things work. We come back, we'll talk to Stephanie Regal, business writer for the Times-Picayune, NOLA.com, about the Archdiocese and their bankruptcy case. And we'll talk to D.A. Jason Williams about the apprehension of Antonio Massey.